The Shriver Hall Concert Series is opening their digital fall season with the renowned Takash Quartet. This will be on Sunday evening, online from Chautauqua Auditorium in Boulder, Colorado. And it's from there that I speak to their most newly appointed member. This is Richard O'Neill, who came on as the new violist, in fact, just this May. And it is such a pleasure to welcome you to WBJC, Richard. Thank you for being there.
Well, thank you. The pleasure is mine.
I was so interested, given your really stellar solo career, Emmy Award winner, two-time Grammy nominee, Avery Fisher Career Grant recipient, appearing with top orchestras. What was it that made you want to make the transition to chamber music?
I personally believe that being part of a quartet like the Takash Quartet is every string player's dream. It is such an amazing genre of music to play string quartets at such an incredible high level, and it is especially meaningful as a violist. I love playing concertos and I love playing sonatas, but I truly believe that it just doesn't get better than the string quartet. And then to be with Ed, Rumi, and Andras is just such a privilege. And every moment I've been here in Boulder since I moved during this terrible pandemic has been sort of a cathartic life dream come true.
I was actually going to ask you about that, because joining when the pandemic was already at its height, I was wondering how you had found that transition in these circumstances.
Having this extra time to be with the quartet and to rehearse quite a great deal without the pressures of travel and the deadlines of the touring schedule has been a wonderful gift. And Ed and Harumi and Andras have made it possible for me to move safely and to work safely during the pandemic. We've had our own little hermetically sealed bubble of just us and our families. And then, of course, series like Shriver Hall, we look forward to these events because it's our only performing.
And I think the way that the program is formatted is also an indication of these changing times. At WBJC, we're very proud of playing works in their entirety as they were written, and typically live performances include that as well. But I was interested to see the first movement from the Kirchhoff 421 Quartet by Mozart, a couple of movements from Samuel Coleridge Taylor's fantasy pieces, movements 3 from Bartok and Debussy. That in itself is an indication, I suppose, of just how we are having to think differently about making music at this time.
Yes, we have everything prepared and are ready to play it, but I think this format of medleys basically is a more friendly way, I think, on listeners. We've all spent over half a year in front of our screens, so I too wish that it could be full programs, but I actually really enjoy these snippets of shorter pieces from larger works.
This is the Takash Quartet, opening the digital fall season for Shriver Hall Concert Series this Sunday. That will be at 5:30. More information is at shriverconcerts.org. And it has been such a pleasure to speak to newly appointed Korean-American violist of the Takash Quartet, Richard O'Neill. Thank you so much. We look forward to welcoming you to Baltimore remotely on Sunday.
We're all looking very, very much forward to this. Thank you.